exalted? I don't know. But thank you anyway for that nice introduction. Well, it's great being here. I went to the Brandywine Festival one year and have happy memories of it. And it's nice to come back to this area and to play to the folks here, both the folks who've been here for many years, like Shell and Carl, but also the newcomers, because there are newcomers to the area as well. And all these fiddle players, I'm suddenly intimidated a little bit. I'll have to limp through what I'm doing here tonight in awe of the critical fiddle players watching me. But it's great being here. Good to be with you. It's just me tonight, so I'll play some tunes and tell a few stories about them, too, and hope you have the patience. I'll play the first half of my evening. I think I'll do old Henry Reed tunes. Henry Reed was my main mentor. I learned from, like most fiddlers, you learn from many different sources, and it's interesting when you sort of analyze the way you play. It turns out that the way you play usually is a sort of a compromise between the person you learn from and yourself. And so each one of them sounds, each tunes from different sources sound a little different. Somebody asked me to play Fortune a while ago, and I play Fortune different from the way I play the Henry Reed tunes. Henry Reed was a fiddle player who lived in Glenland, Virginia, right on the Virginia-West Virginia border, right along the New River. And I met him in 1966 and started visiting him as often as I could. I was a graduate student at Duke at the time. And I'd sneak up whenever I could get away and record him and also try to learn from him, because I had begun a big project of recording and documenting old-time fiddlers, but that project of recording and documenting sort of segued imperceptibly into an apprenticeship, and I was really trying to learn to play. And Henry Reed was more than anybody else my mentor, the person who I sort of emulated and tried to play like. And I recently went back and listened to the recordings I made of Henry Reed after 30 years, and it was kind of amazing and sometimes a little scary, because I realized that though I thought I was doing it just like Henry Reed did, I had unbeknownst to myself, I had drifted off in various directions. So all I can tell you is that I tried to be like Henry Reed, and if I didn't succeed, well, I did my best.